Five Americans there, Western Union man, Cool 102, and Gentry and Dawes here this morning. We have Assemblywoman Annie Black on the phone with us this morning. How you doing, Annie?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you up in Carson City?
I sure am, at my office at the legislature right now.
Nice and cold up there?
It is pretty cool for a Southern Nevada girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're all Southern Nevada. I mean, you went to school here, you grew up here, you started as a member of the city council, I think, in Mesquite, right?
That's correct. I was on the city council for a couple of years and then got elected to the legislature. But I originally ran for assembly way back in 2010. So been trying to get here for a while.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard because you're kind of surrounded by a lot of Democrats. But, I wanted to talk to you and Jeremy wanted to talk to you because I'm really, really concerned about this bill that they have for the election with making mail-in ballots a permanent thing in the state of Nevada. I can't think of a better way to solidify a win for the Democrats every time around with doing anything other than mail-in ballots because, you know, in the last election, I got 3 ballots sent to my house.
Wow.
3 ballots. I didn't fill out any of them. I voted in person, but... You know, it was, I just went down there and voted.
Had you been a guy that had ill will, you would have filled them all out and then turned them in.
And I would have collected them from my neighbors if I really had a desire to get a certain person elected. But so what is the discussion like on this up there, Annie?
This was heard in a committee that, is... Well, I mean, all of our committees are mostly Democrats. So, of course, the Democrats are absolutely for this mail-in ballot thing. And the discussion is the Democrats are pretty hardcore for it, and the Republicans are pretty hardcore against it. Unfortunately, we just don't have the numbers to stop the bills that are not tax increases. So it looks like it's probably going to happen.
So if you're a person living in Nevada here and you have an assembly person that represents you, can you call them?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call them. You can email them. But I think in most cases, if you call, you're going to end up getting their attaché, their assistant. And if you email, it looks like a lot of the times they're setting up just an auto response based on whatever you reference in the email. So I'm not sure that the legislators are actually looking at these.
Yeah, they're not going to listen.
Do you find that a lot of your fellow colleagues up there are acting like they're more the rulers than they are the public servant?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just sent out an email to all the folks in my email database asking them about the assisted suicide bill because it's an issue that, frankly, I'm torn on, and I wanted to get feedback from people throughout the state. And so I asked, and many, many of them said, they've never been asked by a legislator ever what they thought about an issue. And regardless of whether they agreed with how I voted or not, they said that they appreciated that they were asked.
Yeah.
What a novel idea right there. A public servant.
That's actually the way
asking
it was laid
her constituents.
Out.
Oh, my God.
The way it was laid out originally in the federal federally was that the Senate would represent the states because of the land, and there would be 2 for each state, but the people were represented by the people in the legislature, and they had to be listened to. But it doesn't work like that anymore, unfortunately. But it could if we got behind the opposition, we could get a lot of things accomplished. Don't you think, Annie?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, unfortunately, people follow the federal politics way more than they follow their state and even city politics and county politics. And those things are much more direct impact on your life. But, you know, a lot of people don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
A lot of people say to me, you know, what can I do? I'm just one person. I said, go get on the school board. You know, go to the PTA meetings. Get started that way. That's the only way you're going to get involved.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, I ran for assembly in 2010. I didn't win, but I learned a lot. And I stepped down and ran for city council. And served a couple years there, which is a great place to start. I mean, anywhere where you can go, where you can start to get active and take some responsibility and ownership of what's happening in your life is a good thing, I think.
So I'm sure there's other bills you're concerned with in this session.
I'm also concerned with the fact that today is the first day that people are even going to be allowed in the building, which is pretty infuriating since we're more than halfway through with the session. But, they're finally going to let people in today. I guess it's pretty ridiculous. You have to make an appointment 24 hours before. And, shocker, you have to show ID to get into the building, but you don't have to show ID to vote.
Oh, it's a good thing. So. Good thing. Yeah. I had to show my ID last night just to, buy something at the store. But anyway.
I know.
If people want to get more in touch with you, where can they go? Where can they send their emails or get on your list or whatever?
So they can go to my website, my email, my cell phone number, my office number, all my contact information is on there. It's Annie Black, A-N-N-I-E, blacklikethecolor.net. And I am constantly communicating through my newsletter, which is called Annigram, what's going on during the session. I try not to overload people, but a lot of times the stuff that's happening here is not making the news. So I'm trying to do the best that I can to keep people updated. So annieblack.net is where they can find my info or sign up for my newsletter.
We have a part-time legislature, and I don't think people understand that. How much longer do you guys have in your session?
So the regular session has to end by the end of May, but it looks like because the census was so far behind and we need to do redistricting and some other things that there's going to be at least one special session in the fall. So we'll be done officially in the end of May, but we'll have to be back here at some point.
Those things need to change too. We have too many problems in the state. Well, okay. Well, thank you so much. Give us the email address again.
AnnieBlack.net.
AnnieBlack.net. That's where you go. You hear somebody who's fighting for you, and we thank you for that, Annie, because you're a lone voice in a lot of cases. And if you want to get in touch with Annie, if you find out ways that you can help to stop some of these insane ideas that they're presenting in the legislature, and really they're not even presenting them, they're just deciding they're going to pass them because somebody in their party wrote them. But you got to help us out. We've got to give Annie support, and we've got to make sure that they're doing the things that are right for us, not just for them. Right?
That is right. I need all the support I can get. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for taking some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. It was great to catch up with you guys.
All right. Thanks. Annie Black.